We're celebrating International Women's Month on Discover Statesville by showcasing an amazing woman who's putting Statesville on the map internationally. Tune in now.
Welcome to Discover Statesville, the show that takes you on a captivating journey through the heart of one of North Carolina's most charming towns.
Welcome back to Discover Statesville. Today we are joined by Vienna Barger, co-founder and COO of Southern Distilling Company, located right here in Statesville, North Carolina. Welcome, Vienna.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. So we're going to talk a lot about Southern Distilling, but I guess before we get into that, tell us a little bit about your history and involvement in the spirits industry.
Spirits industry actually was new, so this was step two. I was a public health social worker and ran one of North Carolina's Medicaid programs for pregnant women for about 15 years. And my husband, Pete, and I were looking for a business opportunity, wanting to start a family business of our own, and spent 5-10 years really looking at different opportunities. I tell folks we were nearly a dock and dredge marine construction company instead of becoming a bourbon distillery here in Statesville.
We're glad you changed your mind.
But about a dozen years ago, we were briefly talking about doing a winery on a family farm we have here in North Iredell, and discovered the concept of making spirits rather than making wine from grains, from fruits, and started really investigating the craft spirits space and the craft spirits industry, and discovered that it really looked like a dozen years ago it was going to hit a similar trajectory as craft beer did, you know, 20, 25 years ago when Sierra Nevada and Anchor Steam and all those folks out in California started disrupting large beer brands with craft beer. So that's really where things started. We started doing some initial due diligence and discovered that North Carolina's laws were really limiting and not friendly towards distilleries. So the first step, actually, before we even wrote our business plan, was working on lobbying in Raleigh for the spirits industry. It was a long journey. It took us 5 years to get the first law change that we needed changed. And then we were really off and rolling with the business plan for the distillery and getting the business established 10 years ago now, and then opening to the public 7 years ago.
How many, let's talk about that, advocating and legislation, because I think that was a game changer for everyone in the state, and especially here in Statesville with you guys. But how many laws have you had? Was that first law the one to be open on Sunday, or was it?
No, that actually was the most recent one.
Okay.
The first one was allowing distilleries to be able to sell one bottle of what they make at the distillery per person per year.
Okay.
Rather than having to go through state regulated.
Rather than having to only buy through the ABC stores. Mm-hmm. So one bottle per person per year. We had to track first name, last name, date of birth, driver's license, and our records available for audit to make sure we didn't sell you a second bottle in a rolling 12-month period.
Now, is that still law still in place, or has that been modified since then?
That was our foot in the door.
Okay.
So you may remember there was a law. Actually, people think it was just the brunch bill, and that just let us start to have Bloody Marys and mimosas at 10 a.m. on Sunday rather than waiting until noon in bars and restaurants. But that brunch bill was broader than that, and one of the things that was in there was expanding those sales at distilleries so that we could sell larger quantities. Since then, we've also gotten it so we can sell on Sundays. Can't buy in ABC stores yet on Sundays, but you can go to visit a local distillery in North Carolina and buy the spirits that they make there. So big changes.
That's a game changer, because you and people are appreciative of that, because you guys are busy on Sundays. I've been in there on a Sunday, and people like that you're there.
And right before COVID, we got the laws changed to be able to do beer, wine, and mixed drinks at distilleries, like our wineries and breweries in the state were already able to do. So we got parity with all of those folks that are running those other craft beverage businesses to be able to do that. And then, like lots of folks, had to close down all the hospitality services for a while, but we are now up back running and serving lots of craft cocktails made with Southern Distilling Company spirits.
That's amazing. So you guys, all of your operations are right here in Statesville, right, at the facility? I mean, tell us a little bit about the facility and the size of it. I mean, I know your production has increased tremendously. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. We have a 20-acre campus where our distillery, our event center, our mini donkey pasture, and our barrel warehousing is currently located. We are in the process as well of doing an expansion. So we have another piece of property where we're intending to build some other warehouses and planning to put another plant in. Working through all the potential needs that we have relative to city and county support in order to be able to operate at really 4 times the scale that we currently do. So it's a big change. It requires some infrastructure development for us to be able to do that and stay right here in Statesville to do so.
So how many barrels do you guys produce currently, annually?
Currently, annually, we're just over 20,000 barrels.
Okay.
When we first started, we were running a single shift 5 days a week, and we now have 24/7 production. So we are making bourbon or rye whiskey every day, all the time.
And with the expansion,
it would be another 60,000 barrels. So it would take us to over 80,000 barrels annually.
So how does that, you know, as a craft distillery, how does that number, 80,000 barrels annually, how does that compare to some of, you know, as a novice in this world? I mean, how does that number compare to some of the larger distilleries in the Southeast region?
Yeah, relative to craft spirits, we are one of the largest. So most of the craft distilleries operate a pot still. They operate at a far smaller scale. We refer to ourselves as a mid-tier producer, so that we're not at that small craft scale. By being mid-tier, that also gives us the opportunity to be able to provide bulk spirits, provide barrels to lots of other partners. So we operate with 130 different clients currently around the world that buy our bourbon, rye whiskey, and barrels and use it for their brands.
Okay.
I think that's cool. You'd never know that was happening, but yeah.
And so even with the expansion, you'll still remain in that mid-tier category?
Yes. Okay. We will be on the top end of that, but yes. And rivaling really the folks that are similar size to us that are in the Kentucky market in the craft space.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's lots of property available on that road they're on.
Sure. plenty of further expansion opportunity.
Yeah. I mentioned when we kicked off the show today that, you know, Southern Distilling is literally putting Statesville on the map internationally. So, you know, like on your bottles, it clearly says boldly, thank you, that you guys are right here in Statesville, North Carolina. And I mean, are you in every state now? You're pretty close, right?
Through e-commerce, some states limit delivery to homes. So, okay. But yes, and then distribution really on the streets in retail in about 15 states that we're currently active. Probably adding another 5 to 10 next year. Mm-hmm. So takes a lot of resources to do sales and marketing and to launch new markets. So we're trying to be wise about how we do that and make sure that we're going deeper in the places where we are so that we're not just on one shelf in one place in one state, but we can really, you know, get greater saturation and exposure that way.
Well, I see people on social media all the time in the states all over posting either their cocktail or that they're carrying your inventory in their store, and I think it's amazing. I mean, as someone who runs tourism for Statesville, it's exciting. It's very amazing to see so many people proud to be showcasing your bourbon and their drinks.
Well, we're in such a phenomenal location. I have to tell you, the first year we were open, 2017, we asked everybody that came through the door where they came from. Mm-hmm. We had visitors from every single state and 10 foreign countries come see us that first year with very little advertising, just word of mouth and people driving by and seeing it.
I think we just need to move the CVB office into Southern Distilling. Have the visitor center right there.
We can find you a spot.
Yeah, I could maybe just be a bartender too. That would be amazing.
Well, and to that point, I guess another thing we want to make sure to mention, you know, is as you are, you know, as Cindy said, putting Statesville on the map and really increasing awareness about Southern Distilling and this community. You've got some big time partnerships with some big-time sports teams here and there. You guys have a partnership with the Carolina Panthers and with Charlotte Football Club.
We do.
So talk a little bit about that and how that came to fruition.
Yeah, well, we actually started with Charlotte Football Club during their inaugural season. Mm-hmm. So as a startup and a new company ourselves, we felt there were a lot of synergies with a brand-new Major League Soccer team in Charlotte. It also is a fantastic fan base, so much energy, such diversity. And really giving us an opportunity to share what has been really an untold story of spirits in North Carolina with a really significant population. Mm-hmm. We also get great coverage, and Apple TV picked up MLS, so we get to be seen on there, too, with our Southern Star banners in the stadium. And then ultimately,
very prominent banners, too. You guys have done a great job.
And then ultimately that, you know, led into us working with Carolina Panthers as well.
That's super cool.
It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun and great opportunity for us to really start telling the world that North Carolina makes great bourbon and has for quite some time.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And those partnerships are just continuing to grow, which we're very excited.
Right.
They are. And we've got a secret special new bottle release coming with Double Shot. So keep your eye out for
anything with Double Shot.
A surprise on the shelf with Double Shot.
Okay. And us Panthers fans are confident that in, you know, just a handful of years, we're going to be a major player again. So it's coming. More exposure all the time.
Well, you know, Richard, their bottle sales have almost doubled because of my consumption. No, not really. But we are Southern Distilling supporters. You guys make some pretty amazing bourbon. So outside of on the retail side and shipping and internationally, you talked about the donkeys and the great things on the things that you have here. You guys are open. You talked about the number of people that came in pre-COVID. You guys are open 7 days a week for tours?
We are. Yep, we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday. See if I remember my hours, 10 to 6, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 8, and then noon to 5 on Sunday.
Wonderful. And then there's a full bar there and where you can have cocktails, like you said. And tell us a little bit about that beautiful event center that you guys have out there. That's something newer, right?
It is. So we had plans for building a nice barn on the grounds on our campus, with the goal of keeping the tractor, because we move grain around a lot with tractors, and empty barrels, empty pallets, those kind of things, undercover. And then right as before the pandemic began, as I mentioned, we got the laws changed to really be able to do beverage services, and that meant we could really do substantial events as well. We've taken some lessons from some of the great wineries in the state that have nice event business as well, and decided we were going to go that direction. Made that barn really nice and upscale. It is beautifully decorated. We've got a nice fireplace in there as well for the winter season. And we've started doing single barrel selection events with bourbon clubs, groups that have been coming in there, corporate groups, as well as some events and workshops, and looking forward to doing many more.
So thanks to you, we were actually, it's been 3 years ago now, but you and your team, when I first came on board to kind of relaunch tourism in Statesville, North Carolina, you guys leaned way in. You guys were way in and within 2 weeks helped us pull off a bourbon balloons and battles kind of familiarization tour with some travel influencers in the state of North Carolina. And I don't know if I've ever specifically said thank you to you, but if it wasn't for Southern Distilling really leaning into tourism, I don't think we'd be halfway where we are today. So
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
it was
you
our,
for that.
Our pleasure to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And neat to link in with the history of the battles and really be able to tell that history of spirits and really the initial spirits production being what built Statesville initially.
Right. So. I mean, I think it's amazing how it's come full circle with today. This month being International Women's Month, I'd like to talk about a little bit about your role as a woman in the spirits industry. And I didn't realize how big the women in the spirits industry was until I watched you a little bit with the Bourbon Women's Society. And I mean, there's a lot of great things going on. Can you, because you're very involved in a lot of that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can, sure. Yeah. It's an exciting time. I will have to say I was surrounded by beards and flannel shirts and a lot of that.
No. You still are.
Oh, no.
So there were fewer numbers of us, 10, 12 years ago, but it has been very exciting to see all of the diversity coming into the spirits industry. Mm-hmm. We have a Women of the Vine and Spirits organization nationally that partners both, winemakers and spirits producers together in that space. Provides lots of support, continuing education and networking. Bourbon Women as well as another group that has branches, chapters across the country. But it's it really is beneficial to all to have different voices coming in and talking about things. And it also gives everyone equal access to be able to say, that isn't something that's just for those people or just for these people, but that we can be equally part of the space and be able to contribute some different things that you may not have seen had all these ladies not been getting together and having some new influence, some different voices.
Well, I think you're the perfect person to be with us to celebrate, especially with Southern Distilling being such an amazing destination business here in Statesville, to celebrate International Women's Month. So thank you for coming and spending your time with us.
So are you guys seeing more craft distilleries popping up across the state?
We have seen a lot since we got started. So when we were founding our company, there were fewer than 10 active distilleries in North Carolina. Most of those folks are still in business today, but we have over 100 distilleries in North Carolina now. Many are small scale, a lot are more neighborhood, and now that we have the opportunity to have beverages at distilleries, a lot of them form more focused on that beverage service rather than on the production and selling bottles outside of the distillery. Yeah.
For those listeners that are more local, we very much like to always talk about, Richard and I always talk about that Statesville is so amazing because of the humans that live, work, and play here and make up the patchwork, the fabric of who we are as a community. And I very much include you and Pete in that. Now, Pete, your co-founder and husband, born and raised here, right? Grew up here. Yeah. Lots of family here. And I've watched you guys be very connected to the community and support events and sponsor a lot of the big things that are happening to help them flourish. So can you tell us a little bit about what community means to you guys and, you know, is for you guys to be involved in some of these things, what that means to you?
Sure. Yeah. It's one of our core values, actually, of our company, to be rooted in community. And I think in a lot of ways, in this community of Statesville, being so agriculturally based and so family-oriented to begin with, comes very naturally to a company that's an agricultural business that does, you know, value add to the farmers in our area. We use over 60,000 pounds of grain a day, so working with our local farmers is critically important to us. We wouldn't be able to make bourbon and rye whiskey without them.
Right.
And being a part of the community is very, very important. We have a great team. We have over 50 employees now at Southern Distilling Company and encourage all of them as well to be involved in community events and mm-hmm. provide some support to the ones that we've done here locally. We also, in looking for charitable partnerships, really landed on Purple Heart Homes here, headquartered in Statesville,
absolutely.
Active across the country as well, as a partner that really aligned with that sense of taking care of folks and, you know, doing things that are really at that community level and having that human interaction around a mission that's important to us.
Yeah, is it your rye? You give a percentage of one of your bottle sales back to Purple Heart.
The double rye product, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We actually was during the pandemic, so we had to get together 6 feet apart and in masks and all that kind of crazy stuff, but we had a great event with Purple Heart Homes coordinating for us to bring in a group of veterans to develop the tasting notes and the profile for double rye. So they've been a part of it from the very beginning.
Yeah, I didn't know that part of the story. That's very cool. Well, for you guys to be so rooted in community, I think is exciting. And the fact that you do offer cocktails there and that you get to be open 7 days a week, you guys also, for someone who might be listening that's more local, have lots of events that people may not realize you're having, right? You have food truck events and live music events and a full calendar that people should be going out to your website and making sure they know about.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Particularly now as the weather's getting a little warmer and it's comfortable to be outside and have music and food truck activities. Absolutely. We do that. We also offer tours every day. So folks can come in, do a tour and a tasting and see how bourbon is made and have the experience right there in the distillery as well, even when we don't have a special event going on.
Best to book those in advance on the tours.
They you can walk in, but yes, it's nice if we know you're coming ahead of time so we can plan.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned, I do want to touch on this. You know, we talked about community, and you mentioned, and this was surprising to me, you're employing 50 people. So, I mean, when we talk about your importance to the community from a tourism perspective, from a putting our name on the map perspective, you know, a growing significance as an employer here locally, which is a big deal for a community our size, I think. So, yeah, congratulations on your growing opportunities for locals. That's outstanding.
You. Yeah, and hoping if we get our new plant up and going, we'll be adding more folks with that one as well, so.
We're going to advance your palate from yucky beer to bourbon, Richard Griggs.
I'm drinking water.
Sure, that's water in your cup. So what do you see, Vanna, that's next for Southern Distilling? I mean, is there anything that you want to make sure that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure that our listeners hear about Southern Distilling, you know, internationally in the community? Or
I think probably the most exciting thing for me and for our Southern Star brand is that, you know, we built the distillery, we started making bourbon, we put it in the barrels, and we waited. And now 5-6 years later, we have phenomenal award-winning bourbons, rye whiskey. Our Paragon Weeded Bourbon got best bourbon overall in the New York World Wine and Spirits Competition in 2022. So we're thrilled to be ranking up there with the best in that bourbon category. And really, at this point, proud and poised and excited to be taking that out from here and sharing that.
Yeah.
So growing our Southern Star brand is, it's time, it's exciting, and we're really looking forward to having more folks get to experience it, learn about the community we're in, and have a great bourbon that builds on the history of what happened here back before Prohibition.
That's amazing. And speaking of agriculture and awards, you guys were just honored with a pretty big one, right? An Exporter of the Year. Am I saying that right?
Yes, yes. North Carolina Exporter of the Year from the U.S. From North Carolina's Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, that's something to be very proud of.
We are very proud of it. Came as a complete surprise, I must say. I know North Carolina is very proud of all of the things they export, particularly sweet potatoes. but we have been very active in doing trade missions and looking at export opportunities. Pete went over to ProWine in Dusseldorf, Germany, and represented the state and our agriculture there, featuring our whiskeys, along with another North Carolina distillery. And we're proud to be out there telling the world about all the good things that come from North Carolina.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. We were, I saw everyone shouting that from the rooftops. Statesville was very proud. Of you becoming Exporter of the Year.
Us too. It helps.
Congratulations. Very, very well deserved. So for people who want to learn more about Southern Distilling, it's southerndistilling.com, right? Mm-hmm. You have a very robust website.
Yep.
And share your address with our listeners for someone's local looking to come by.
Yeah, we are on Jennings Road. It's 211 Jennings Road off of exit 54, right near the Statesville Auto Auction.
Yeah, if you haven't been on a tour, we highly recommend it. We bring our groups that are coming into town on tours all the time, and it's always a highlight of their visit. Everyone loves Southern Distilling. And don't know the exact date, but we are looking at getting Pete back on the show, I think, in June.
Good.
He's going on a Across the Nation car ride.
Yes, the Great Race Across America.
The Great Race Across America.
Yep, which we'll be launching. We'll have a great party here to get him sent off. But then they'll be driving from Owensboro, Kentucky, up to Maine this summer.
Is that in June?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Pete, if you're listening, we're expecting you to be back here in June to talk to us all about the Great Race. And we enjoyed kind of following along last year and look forward to you guys doing it again this year. Again, putting Statesville on the map. So, Vienna, we appreciate you guys so much. We appreciate your investment in Statesville. And we're proud to call you our neighbor. So,
thank you. Proud to be here.
Southern Distilling, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Discover Statesville. You can email us at discover@statesvillenc.com. Check us out on Facebook at Discover Statesville NC, hashtag Discover Statesville, and our website, statesvillenc.com. Catch us next week as we continue on our journey to uncover the hidden gems, culinary adventures, entertainment, and to be inspired and enlightened as we discover Statesville.